Hey, out there, yoga buddies. We have a very special, energized, overpowered, inspirational, educational class on Sunday mornings. For some reason, it just all happens at those Sunday morning classes. Not that other ones are not super crazy awesome, but something special often happens a little extra in our Sunday classes. So I wanted to share this one with you from recently. One of the things that I think about a lot, you know, I can't tell you how many hours of my life, and I love doing this, but I spend hours and hours and hours every week on thinking about what do people think yoga is and what categories does it fit into? Because ultimately our minds are attuned to the categories that we've been raised up in. So people might think yoga is a stretching class. People might think yoga is a fitness or a cardio class because Bikram yoga is that. But that's often just because we have those categories already pre sort of programmed or conditioned or educated in that stretching muscles is a thing or getting your heart rate up is a thing. But the reality of the system and of yoga, I mean of the human system and of yoga, is it's all the things all the time. And I do believe this is one of the reasons it's difficult to talk about yoga and to try to help people understand like what can you do with it. It's hard for people to wrap their minds around, like, this can be anti-inflammatory and help your lungs, reduce your asthma, help your focus. It's addressing all the systems all the time. And your human body system, your existence is always all the systems. And yoga knows that, and yoga is approaching and addressing and just helping to support all of them to at least some extent. So this came up in class a bit today, and I just want to share that with you because it's really worth thinking about just in our world, you know, most people still have zero clue what yoga is, what it can do, that they can do it. But even those who do understand, it's often still challenging to think about it. So I just like to provide some conversational tidbits and vocabulary and maybe even help some of you out there practicing understand why it's hard to get people to do it, why it's hard to express what goes on in the class and how you feel and what's going on. So I just wanted you to know also, you're not alone. Everyone who practices gets this stuff. So you have yoga buddies out here practicing in Michigan, and we would love to have you part of our live streams especially, or you can join our libraries for the most up-to-date classes that we share in audio video format through our Zoom. So that you can get to by joining our members classroom on our website at yogaismedicine.com. Just look for the online under the pricing menu and you'll see some options for getting into that video library that also has audio classes, but that's where we keep the most up-to-date material. Or our live stream is the most super, super, super up-to-date because it is live. So you get to learn with us, grow with us, and you know, ask questions as they come up. We'd love to hear from you. And if you would rather do something a little more hands-off, our Patreon page is patreon.com/bikramyoga. There's some suggested support levels that help us keep this stuff coming out to you. You know, we need equipment every once in a while. The computer mouse pad is getting a little tired these days. So if you are interested and willing to be part of that, we would love that too. And we'll be in touch. We always say hi to our Patreon members and put classes up there from time to time as well. So happy practicing. Check us out at yogaismedicine.com or patreon.com/bikramyoga. Have a wonderful 90-minute practice and let me know how it goes. I'd love to hear about what you learned. My email address is ann@yogaismedicine.com. Have a wonderful, wonderful practice. You made it. We're here. Hi, Holly. Oh, let's see. There's my mic. Good morning to you, Holly. Can you hear me clearly? Great. Hi, Jess. Wonderful. Thanks, everyone in the room, for helping just be here and tolerate a few seconds extra so we can all practice together. It's so exciting. Okay, so we have this amazing, yoga is this amazing system that we're just scratching the surface of. So just try to tune your mind into being open to more and more and deeper processes. Okay, we've got arms and legs and eyeballs, but these are in some ways quite surface relative to everything that's inside, visible and not visible. So just focus in the moment on your breathing. Focus on the words, try to move with the words, and try to have also zero agenda, total surrender. You will create relaxation when you have worked on this discipline. Okay, relaxation will come as a result of the internal discipline of focus. It's amazing. You have it all. We just got to practice it. All right. So feet together, everybody. Toes and heels touching each other. Interlace all 10 fingers. Put your hands right underneath the chin. Make sure the chin and knuckles stay together like glue from start to finish. Stand as tall as you can with the chest lifted. Depression of the abdominal wall. Let's start, please. Inhale, breathing, elbows slowly lift. Keep the chin down, pressing into the knuckles a little bit. Breathe in as much as you can. Good. Now exhale, breathing, head goes up. Open your mouth a couple of inches. Push the chin slowly back with the knuckles. Elbows come forward away from the chest, and at the end, elbows come together. Inhale, breathing, separate and lift up the elbows. At the same pace, bring your chin down. Breathe in so the ribs expand. Exhale, breathing, head up, mouth open a bit. Push the chin back. Look way, way, way back. Only bending the neck, rest of the spine straight. Inhale, one. Mouth closed, two, three. Weight on the heels, four, as much as you can. Five, hips and thighs contraction. Exhale, one. Breastbone up, two, towards the ceiling, three. Look back, four, way back. Five, try to push out more air. Six, start again. Inhale by the throat. And by use of the muscles of inhalation, expansion all the way. Good. Exhale, breathing, head up. Push the chin slowly back. Lift up the collarbones and breastbone so the shoulders can relax. Exhale completely. Inhale, one. Mouth closed, two. That's it. Three, good sound. Four, just the sound of the air. Five, six, full lungs. Exhale, one. Eyes up. Two, push the chin, three, good, four, look way back, five, suck in the lower abdomen, six, hold it in, inhale again. Maintaining depression of the abdominal wall, suck it in, tightening up, hold it in. Exhale, breathing, head up. So lower abdomen, pull it in towards the lower spine. This affects not just the abdominal muscles, but the whole spine and energy. Inhale again, elbows out and up. Now see if you can stretch the sides of the armpit and sides of the tricep towards the ceiling. Nice, Holly. Exhale, keep the sides of the armpit and tricep lifted as you bring the elbows forward, and eventually they come together. Two more in the first set. Inhale by your throat. So you learn how to control the flow of air and ultimately energy coming into the system. Exhale, breathing, head up. Push the chin back, same thing. Ultimately learning how to control the flow of air and energy out of the system. One more in the first set. Inhale, breathing. Breathe in so much, you might even feel a little bit dizzy. Exhale, head up, push the chin back. Tailbone reaches down, butt cheeks tuck under, lower abdomen in. Nice, Michelle. Exhale as much as you can. Okay, when you're done, you can change. Arms down by your sides. All right, good start. Let's do it again. Second set. Interlace all 10 fingers. Put your hands underneath the chin. Bring your maximum body weight on your heels. Middle inner thighs press together. Lower abdomen in. Stand tall. And let's start. One. Inhale. Two. Keep the chin down. Three. Four. Look for the rib cage. Five. Expanding to both sides. Six. Exhale. One. Eyes up. Two. Look back. Three. Push the chin. Four. With the knuckles. Five. Good one, Ellie, with the shoulders. Six. Start again. Inhale. Separate and lift the elbows. So at the end of this inhale, look for the triceps and armpits stretching up towards the ceiling. Keep them up. And now exhale, push the chin back. Try to keep the triceps and armpit skin lifted. That's good, Dorothy. There you go. And now this is the lowest point in space for the elbows. Inhale, elbows lift. There you go. And slowly, as you inhale, ribs expand. And those are breathing muscles that you're stretching in the armpits. Good. Exhale, breathing, head up, push the chin back. Breathing muscles go all the way from the chin and throat and neck all the way down to your lower spine. Inhale, breathing, separate and lift up the elbows so we can learn how to maximize use of your breathing apparatus. Exhale, breathing, head up, and learn how to use it on purpose. Chest up, everybody, chest up, chest up. Inhale, breathing, elbows out and up, that's it. So as you stretch the sides of the armpit here too, you also get some stimulation of the lymph nodes there. Exhale, breathing, head up, push the chin back. Deep breathing even affects the circulation of lymph throughout the body. Inhale, breathing. So as we do the breathing exercise, we're addressing the systems from multiple ways in and affecting each other. Exhale, breathing. Take it nice and slow. Make the end of the exhale the strongest part. Suck in your stomach all the way. A few more, please. Inhale, breathing. Keep the chin and knuckles pushing against each other. So push the chin into the fingers resist. Exhale, push the chin back with the knuckles. Make sure the chin is resisting the whole way. So you never want any separation or slipping between chin and knuckles. Go ahead, two more, inhale, breathing. Some people are more flexible some people you could like drop the head so far back. Go ahead, exhale, breathing head up, that the knuckles would separate, but we don't want to do that. Push the chin with the knuckles. Chin resists the knuckles, elbows together. Go ahead, one more. Inhale, breathing. Push the chin down into the fingers because we also want to strengthen and stabilize the neck. Exhale, head up. This is the last one. Take your time. Use your extra strength. Exhale as much as you possibly can. Elbows touch at the end. Okay, good. You can change. As soon as you finish each posture, do your very best to hold in stillness with smooth breathing. It doesn't mean it will always go like that, okay, but practice that and you will have even more relaxation and energy from the practice. Let's begin half moon pose, Ardha Chandrasana. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Take a deep breath, stretch up right and left on your own a few times, back and forth. Every time you come up through the center, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Right, left, right, left. You don't have to go over too far. Just try to go up and over, up and over, up and over. Okay, when you can't stretch anymore, come back up and stop in the middle. Looks great, Jess. Bring your maximum body weight on the heels. Butt cheeks tuck under. That's good, Kelly. Lower abdomen in. That's it. Now try to hold the stomach in and breathe as smoothly as you can. You're training your system how to breathe in these various positions. Keep the chin up, arms back. On your next inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling and slowly bend the upper body to the right. You're holding now the breathing pattern of taking a deep breath, reaching up and over, and then just exhaling a little bit, then breathing in fully again. So you hold the breathing pattern. Push your hips off center to the left side to create a stretch all over the left side of the body, inside out. Bones to the skin, all the way up to the fingertips. Check that the maximum body weight is on your heels, the best of your ability right now. However much you can understand the heels, put your body weight there. Same with middle inner thighs pressing together equally, and keep your both hips in one line parallel to the mirror. When you inhale next, pick the chin up just a touch, breastbone lift up, right armpit and shoulder forward. Now come down and push, or stay here, but breathe smoothly in and out by the nose. Inhale, breathing, come back up. Stop in the middle. We'll set it up again. Maximum body weight on the heels, arms back and chin up. Suck in your stomach. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Hold the breathing pattern and slowly reach to the left simultaneously. Push your hips off center to the right without bending the elbows, without bending the knees, without having any emotional knee-jerk thought reaction at all. That's just as much and even deeper than we are going in terms of adjustments of the posture. So if you notice you're having some reaction, thought reaction, emotion reaction, holding the breath, going into past or future, just like you would try to straighten the legs, put your mind back in the present moment. We're always course correcting in the present moment, not in the future, not in the past. Right now, push your hips to the right side, keeping both hips in one line. Very nice. Lastly, arms back, chin up. Can you smooth out the breathing anymore, slow it down anymore? Squeeze the palms, try to lock especially left elbow and freeze. Good. Inhale, breathing, come up. Neck nerves get a stretch every time you do that. Take a nice, full, smooth inhale by the nose. Let your head drop all the way back. Tip the chin back. Lift the collarbones up and push them back. Now bring your arms back towards your ears. Any amount of backward bending that you learn how to do, practice, and maintain is going to help the longevity of function of your entire life system. Push your upper body back. Try to fall down backwards. Maximum body weight on the heels. Nice, smooth inhale by the nose. On your exhale, push hips, stomach, and thighs forward. Now arms back. Try to straighten elbows a little bit. Try to touch the wall behind you. Inhale, breathing. Come back up. Stop in the middle. Inhale, breathing. Try to touch the ceiling, stomach, and bend the knees if needed. Put your hands on the floor in front of you. Take your time going from backward bending to forward bending as you're just warming up the spine. Once you're down there, move your hips back and forth a few times. Bend the right knee a little, then the left, right, then left. So you get a nice movement there at the low back, pelvis, and hip joints. Let the head drop down, neck and face relaxed. Stay with your breathing. Now the breathing pattern enhanced to feet pose will be more of a focus on the exhale. Reach around, grab the heels from behind. And sometimes this posture will induce a cough sensation if you've got something going on in the lower respiratory situation that's normal. Pull on the heels to stretch your upper body down from the lower spine, because in each posture we are stimulating use of different parts of your lungs. Pull on the heels, stretch your upper body down from the lower spine towards the floor. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees. Exhale, breathing. See if your face will get any closer to the shins. All right, and then you hold. Keep pulling. Pulling is the object of stretching. Pulling creates the stretching. As long as you have zero gap between your upper body and the legs, then start to push your knees back to create a stretch all over underneath the legs. Roll the body weight forward to the base of the toes, pull on the heels, push the knees back, eyes open, touch your face on the shins, try to lock your legs. Keeping the stomach in, release the grip and come up with arms and head together. Good. Wonderful. At the top, take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling. Gently arms down side, stay with the next breath, try to keep it smooth. Going to help you process the posture and then just be ready for the next. All right, let's do second set, half moon pose. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways, hands palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Keep the chin up so you can see your whole neck in the mirror. On the inhale, imagine I'm picking you up from the hands and then pulling you over to the right and push your hips off center to the left. There's lots of reasons the arms feel a little freak out in this posture if you're not totally adjusted to it. Totally normal. So if they feel a little weak or shaky, squeeze the hands just a little more, not less, because we need a couple things. One is the pressure of circulation in the arms. We've got to wake that up and get that strong. It's not just muscle strength. We also need to teach the nerves to stretch in this one. So when you can reach with your hands away from the top of the head, give those nerves just a gentle stretch. It does not need to be extreme. You're going to help them function for five more. Stomach in, four, hold it in. Three, smooth exhale by the nose. Two, come down and push. One, good, Mark. Inhale, breathing, come up. Body weight on the heels. Take a deep breath, stretch up and over to the left. Push your hips off center to the right. When you start to realize or read that breath book about what nose breathing versus mouth breathing does, even to your kidneys and your hormonal system, I mean, I don't know what is more motivating. It's like, okay, I want to breathe by my nose at any cost, right? Like, let me not work so hard in the posture. Let me not freak out my nervous system. I want to be calm even when I'm working. So when you inhale next, lift up collarbones and breastbones, stomach in. Looks good, Veronica. Squeeze the grip, come down. Squeeze the grip, come down. Hold it. Inhale, breathing, come back up. Stop in the middle. A deep breath can be a slow breath. Full lungs, eyes open. Let your head drop all the way back. Already you see something somewhere on the ceiling or the wall, maybe the floor one day. And then arms go back immediately towards your ears without hesitation, without anticipation either. Push your upper body back because those are manifestations of future and control and getting out of the present moment. So without hesitation, without anticipation, push your upper body back. Try to fall down backwards. With weight on the heels, push hips, stomach, thighs forward for five more. See if elbows will straighten. Four, smooth breathing. Three, go and touch the back wall. Two, looks great, Holly, go back. One, inhale, breathing. Come up, stop in the middle. Take a deep breath, stomach in. Bend your knees, put your hands on the floor. Take your time going from back bending to forward bending. According to the body system and the breath, not according to the whim of your mood or desire or, you know, all that other stuff, because we all have that too, and we're learning to make it less important so it doesn't throw us around, you know, life. Grab the heels from behind, pinky fingers touching each other side by side. The more you can tune in to the purest communication from your breathing, present moment concentration on your system, your energy is going to steady. Pull on the heels, stretch your upper body down from the lower spine towards the floor. And as you steady the energy, the thought and emotion, everything else steadies to a certain extent. Pull on the heels, stretch the upper body down from the lower spine towards the floor, stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees. Exhale, bring your face on the shins. As you steady the thought, it has the reverse effect too. It steadies the energy. Yoga addresses from all doors inward. Roll the body weight forward to the base of the toes. Wonderful, you guys. Pull on the heels. Make the exhale complete. Make the exhale strong. Elbows towards the back wall. Pull. Push the knees back. Freeze. Good elbows, Dorothy. Change again. Release the heels and grab your grip. Come on up. Excuse me. When you get to the top, take a deep breath. And arms down, just floating down to the sides. Oh my gosh, that feels so good. Just watching you, I know how good it feels. Okay. Awkward pose, right foot step out to the right. Introduction to stamina, cardiovascular wake up with smooth breathing. Feet parallel to each other, not turning in, not turning out. Inhale, breathing, bring the arms up in front of you. Parallel to the floor. Nothing loose, nothing hanging. All right, all five fingers together. It's energized all the way out. Take a deep breath. Exhale, stomach in, sit down. Feet flat position. Stick your bum out behind you as far as it goes. And lower down the hips until you can imagine the thigh biceps parallel to the floor. They're really five steps, not two steps. But anyway, it's thigh bicep because it's like a bicep in its function. Suck in your stomach. Lift your chest up. Looks great, Holly. Now lean back so much, you almost fall down backwards. Push your fingertips one more towards the mirror. inhale, breathing, come up. Wow, that's really good, you guys. The quiet breathing, awkward, outstanding. Go all the way up on the tiptoes. Imagine I'm picking you up from the top of your head towards the ceiling. Focus one point. Pick a spot. Stick with it. Stomach in. Drop right down on the tippy toes. Hips touch the chair as soon as possible. And otherwise, again, thighs parallel to the floor. Come up all the way on the tiptoes. Good with the feet. Or now get your hips in the chair till legs shaking or legs waking up. Chest up, stomach in. Really good. And with the spine straight, change. Come up. All right, lower the feet. Third part, come up a tiny, tiny bit on the toes. Squeeze your knees together. Take a smooth, full inhale. Stomach in. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Sit down in slow motion. Back of your head, just imagine it. Back of the head, back of the hips. Sliding down the wall behind you. Yeah, that's it, Michelle. Just keep lifting breastbone up. Drop the shoulders down and hold the abdomen in. Just sit down as far as the knees will allow you to. Eventually be hovering just above the heels. Arms parallel to the thighs, thighs parallel to the floor. Smooth inhale. You can watch the ribs expand on the inhale. Shoulders stay down. Push the knees down towards the floor. Hips up a little bit. And slowly you come up, leaning against the wall. All the way back up. Right foot to the left, arms down. Especially after those intense ones, smooth out the breathing the best you can. Okay, let's do it again. Right foot step out to the right 6 inches without turning in, without turning out. Feet parallel to each other. Inhale, arms up in front of you. Energize all the way beyond the fingertips. Exhale, stomach in, begin. Sit down, feet flat position. You have control of the intensity at all times. This can be the most intense situation in terms of effort. This class can also be the most gentle situation on the planet. I've experienced the extremes of this, and I just want you to understand, at least that might just be in theory now, you can make it either of those. You can make it anywhere in between. Suck in your stomach, lift your chest up. See if you can get any more body weight on your heels. That's right, Kaylee. So the knees will actually go away from the mirror. Knees away from the mirror. Yep, that's right. Knees away from the mirror. It's okay if you don't sit so low. Inhale, breathing, come up. Keep your arms there. Second part, all the way on the tiptoes. Super high heels. You can even do this sitting on something and just work on getting the heels up. I'm going to stretch the spine, chest, and top of the head up towards the ceiling. Drop right down on the tiptoes for 10 counts only. 9. Just try to get heels up. 8. Any amount is going to work. 7. 6. Take a deep breath. 5. Chest up, stomach in. 4. Good daisy. 3. Upper body back, hips forward. 2. Keep going that way. 1. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Yes. Good. Third part. Come up a little bit on your toes. Squeeze the knees together. Same thing. Just squeeze the legs in. Take a deep breath. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Slowly sit down. This time, you don't shove the heels up, but you allow them to come up. It's a different neuromuscular situation that you get to work on, master, and then have as use, life force from the brain to the legs. Keep the knees together, push them down and forward, arms parallel to the thighs, thighs parallel to the floor. Every single time you inhale, chest up, stomach, and look for the ribs to expand. If your knees feel great and you're sitting all the way down, bounce a couple of times, but make them big bounces, 6 inches minimum. Hold at the top, good chin, knees slowly, and 5 counts, come up 4. 3, like a smooth elevator ride, 2, 1. Got it. Okay, right foot to the left, arms just relaxed down, floating. All right, let's do eagle pose and then a little water break. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, full lungs. As you exhale, swing your right arm underneath the left arm, cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face, thumbs close to the face, pinky fingers on the outside. Pull your elbows down so the fingertips go below the nose and sit down in the chair, body weight on the heel. So get as low as you could in the first part of awkward. That's what you try for. Then right leg lift up over the left. Cross your legs each other, twist like ropes. Right foot goes behind the left calf muscle. Eventually, all 5 toes visible in the mirror. You have the possibility, Kaylee, of straightening the fingers and trying to push the wrists. So fingertips not under the chin, but just under the nose. There you go. And then you're going to be able to push the palms into each other, and that wrist in front of the face is going to be almost straight up and down vertical. There you go. Perfect. Hold it there. Pull the elbows down towards the belly button. Suck in your stomach. Twist like ropes, lean the upper body back. Nice, Elliot. Change. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Swing your left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again. Grab your hands or reach for them or reach for the shoulders if hands are not yet reachable. Pull the elbows down, stomach in. Sit as low as you go with the feet flat. Weight on the heels, upper body back. A little more energy of elbows down, Holly. Left leg lift up over the right. Whether or not they go is not the point, but the energy of doing something mental energy of doing it sends the effort to the system, to those parts, and when they're ready to go, they will go. We can't control when they're ready to go, but what we can control is the effort and focus. So if the foot is not hooked yet, sit down a little lower. You will get all the benefit internally, bones to the skin at the thighs, groin, all the lymphatic organs there. Pull the elbows down, hands, palms, elbows, knees, and feet in the center line of the body. Change, come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Second set, right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again, grab your hands. You can interlace the fingers if needed, but once you have the palms matching, straighten the fingers. Try to upright the wrist that's close to your face. Pull the elbows down, stomach in, sit down in the imaginary chair. Right leg lift up over the left leg. Cross your legs, twist like ropes. Whether or not the foot wraps, still by getting the thighs pressing and by lowering the hips, you get not only the internal benefit to those lymph nodules in the groin, but also the internal organs of the pelvis. And then the circulation of the legs is affected. So you can try to wrap the foot little by little, then bring the knees to the center, hands, palms into the center, really squeeze hands, Michelle, really try to push your grip into itself. Just push it into itself, steadying the upper body, lean the upper body back. Okay, change again. Yes, that's it, last one. Inhale, arms over the head, left arm underneath the right arm. So one of the end points in this posture is the hands. Pull the elbows down, stomach, and sit down in the chair. The hands are a kind of end point. Sit as low as you can, upper body back, and go ahead, left leg lift up over the right. Smooth out the breathing, regulate the intensity, and use the hands, squeeze them into each other. Whether or not they go all the way, try to upright the wrists any amount. Okay. Pull the elbows down, the knees to the left a little. Looks great, Jess. Hands, elbows, knees, and feet lining up right underneath the nose. Change again. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. And gently arms down by your side. Party time is next. If you need a sip of water, go ahead. Otherwise, focus forward in the mirror, stand still, and get a few breaths in for yourself. Minutes with yourself. This is between you and you. And the word self-care is like cool, you know, it's very trendy. This goes so much deeper than even what we are calling self-care. But that's a start. That's what people's vocab is at, right? Like our kind of popular vocabulary recognizes self-care. And it's beautiful, wonderful. It's not to discount it. But that kind of just scratches the surface of this practice. So let's scratch the surface and then keep digging. Okay, standing head to knee pose. Shift your body weight to the left foot. Bring the right leg up in front of you, thigh parallel to the floor. Start out with the foot flexed at the ankle. Suck in your stomach and go for the foot, interlacing all 10 fingers, thumbs included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below the toes. Concentrate deeply on your standing leg. Look in the mirror at the left knee. Push your knee back until the leg is perfectly straight. Push the left butt cheek forward so the body weight is distributed as equally as you can all over the left foot. On your inhale, right leg lift up very slowly, gently, and stretch forward until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor. Smooth breathing at all times. You can lift the chest up a little bit as you bring the leg up. There you go, Marcel. And once the leg is up, kick the heel forward towards the mirror. Flex your foot back from the ankle, all 5 toes turning back. Once you can get both legs locked, balance there comfortably and breathe normally. Then bring the elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows will go down below the calf muscle. Keep the eyes steady, breathing always normal. Change, straighten elbows. If you bent them, bend the knee and feet together. I can grab you a step stool in 1 second. Would that help? Okay, all right, just let me know because I can be quick with it. Shift your body weight to the right foot, stomach in. Pick up the left foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip. Once you can reach the foot. If you're not reaching it yet, suck in the stomach. A little bit of forward bending wherever you can get it. We'll start the work of the posture. Concentrate very deeply and continuously without intermission on the standing leg. Push the knee back just enough so the knee joint is a 180 degree angle, but the whole leg is muscle energized. So the right butt cheek forward, right thigh contract, and even the ankle and foot muscles on fire. Inhale, breathing, left leg lift up. And stretch forward. Upper body can lift a little too. There you go, Dorothy. Then take a smooth inhale. Press the heel towards the mirror and turn the toes back, flexing the foot at the ankle to whatever degree they will go. Everyone's going to be different in this regard, but just put the action there. Once you can get both legs locked and balanced there comfortably, then only bring the elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Hold the stomach in. Eventually, elbows will go down below the calf muscle. To change, straighten elbows. and the knee and feet together. Just a quick visual, as you're lifting the leg up, I'm going to stand right here. When you are lifting the leg up, make sure that this thigh never drops at a downward angle, no matter what. So if I'm lifting here, let's say I'm here, and I want to do something more, I don't want to do that. Do you see how this is now the leg's going downward? If I'm here, the next thing I want to do is lift a little higher and lift the leg. Lift so that when it does become straight, that thigh never, it's just too hard on the low back if you let it go. I know you can't see yourself from the sides either, but just more lift is, it can't hurt you to do more lift, you know, but not enough lift can just pull on the low back. Okay? All right, good. Let's try a second set. Nice deep breath in. Pick up the right foot in front of you or reach for it. So your thigh, either parallel to the floor or at an upward angle a little, is going to be fine for quite some time until the leg is all the way up. That's fine, Kaylee. Standing leg solid, concrete lamppost unbroken. Right leg can lift up. Upper body lift a little too, so you just meet the leg where it goes to. It's okay if that knee's a little higher than the hip for now, because as you kick the heel forward and turn the toes back, the knee will lower, but you already have the leg in the right place. Take your time with it. If you can get both legs locked and balanced comfortably, round the spine, elbows down. Once the elbows go down below the calf muscle, then with your smiling, happy face, tuck your chin to the chest, suck in your stomach, and touch your forehead on the knee. Very good. Change again. Try to reverse out of it. All right, last one. Shift your body weight to the right foot. Bring the left leg up. Suck in your stomach. Reach for the left foot. Aim for it. The whole thing with pure effort is it's just a direction you're headed in the moment. Standing leg solid, concrete lamppost unbroken. On the inhale, that's fine, Holly, good. Left leg lift up. Err on the side of higher initially. There's, you know, eventually you don't want it too high. That leg's going to be parallel to the floor, no higher, no lower. But initially, a little too high is better than a little too low. Once both legs are locked and you can balance them, bring your elbows down. Once elbows go down below the calf muscle, then tuck your chin to the chest. Good, Elia, suck in your stomach. Touch your forehead on the knee. Change again. Wonderful. Feet together, arms down. Smooth inhale. Smooth exhale. Try again. Okay, great. That looked very good. You guys, right hand up in front of you, palm facing the ceiling. Pretend you're holding something in your hand. You can see it, and don't drop it. Reach out to the right, straighten your elbow. Grab the ankle from the inside, all five fingers together. Bring the left arm all the way up towards the ceiling, palm facing the mirror. Try to start with the knees or thighs touching side by side. That's it. On your inhale, stretch up. Begin charge and kick simultaneously. So the charge is energy forward towards the mirror. Bring the left arm down parallel to the floor. And the kick is maximum power of the right leg behind you and then up towards the ceiling until you see the foot coming up over center line of the head, toes pointing straight up. From start to finish, standing leg locked, and remember that is not just a straight knee, but it's from the sole of the foot, top of the foot, and ankle muscles all the way to the upper left thigh, every muscle contracted to steady the leg. Keeping that leg locked, bring the upper body down at the left hip joint, that's where the most movement is, until your abdomen is parallel to the floor. Now when you inhale next, stretch forward. That's great, Veronica. Reach with the fingertips, 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 armpit skin stretches, and kick, body down, kick, stretch, one more kick up. Great. Change again. Good reaching, Mark. That's it. Feet together, arms down. Let's try the other side. Left hand palm up in front of you. You can look at your hand. Make sure it's up. And then reach out. Grab the ankle from the inside. All five fingers together. Bring the entire right arm up. The whole thing. All the joints straight on the right arm. Chin up. Flat front of the forehead parallel to the mirror. Take a big inhale. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin. Charge and kick simultaneously. I can only say one at a time, but you can do them at the same time. Charge and kick, charge and kick, charge and kick. Bring the right arm down so it's parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath. Push the whole right arm, right rib cage, right armpit, tricep towards the mirror to bring the top of the shoulder underneath the chin. Once you can't kick back anymore, kick straight up. The left lower quadricep close to the knee. Press up towards the ceiling. That's it. So eventually you have two legs straight. Kicking foot will be over, yeah, that's it, Kelly, over the standing foot. Now, just a little more body weight forward to base of the toes, and when you do that, kick more. Body down, kick, that's right. Stretch, forward, kick. Go and touch the mirrors right there, 1/4 inch in front of you, kick and stretch. Change again, feet together, arms down side. All right, let's try again. Right hand up and out, grab the ankle, five fingers together, whole left arm up. palm facing the mirror. If at some point, Holly, you are able to do something seated, you could do the spine twist. Just kneeling, you could do this, something like this. Go ahead, everyone, for 20 counts, charge forward. 19, kick back. 18, like if you can't kick yet or stand. 17, just do the arms. 16 and the spine. 15, look straight ahead. 14, watch me in the camera, Holly, like this. 12, so the upper body looks like I'm in the posture. 11, 10, yep, that's it. 9, come down and kick. 8, I'm facing the mirror, reaching for it. For 7, that's it. 6, standing leg lock. 5, shoulder to the chin. 3, little more Dorothy, shoulder to the chin. 2, keep it up towards the chin. 1, okay, change again. We gotta reprogram the beautiful. Keep the shoulders away from the head. Check it out. Check out this when you start. My shoulder and my chin can't be any closer. And I'm gonna try to do that. Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? I know, right? It doesn't even compute. Yeah. This is what you will end up looking like. That hand will be straight up and my foot will be straight up and my kicking leg will be straight. I mean, that's okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Left hand up. Turn it out. Grab the ankle from the inside. Right arm all the way up. So right now, shoulders very close with the chin, right? It's like right there. Keep it close and then touching. Go ahead. 20 counts. Charge forward. 19. You got it. 18. Exactly. 17. Imagine I'm pulling all 5 fingertips. 15 towards the mirror. 14. Exactly. 13. That energy forward. 12 is going to stretch the rib cage and armpit there. 12, come down and kick, beautiful, 11, keep kicking, 10, 9, it's in there, you got it, 8, body down and kick, 7, nice Leslie, 6, I see the shoulder moving, 5, charge forward Kelly, 4, fall forward, 3, and kick up, 2, 1, change again, okay, feet together. I know I shouted at you, charge forward Kelly, and yep, do it half as much and kick twice as much. We all have to figure out these, like, it's like a recipe, you know? You're like, oh, that was a little too much salt, ooh, maybe a little less, you know, oh, that was too much sugar, okay. You'll figure these out, right? Like, oh, I went either too fast or too far, back off, right? There's, like, all these combinations. And I cook without recipes. I'm one of those, old, you know, old school. All right, balancing stick. It's obnoxious to everyone else. Feet together. Hey, can you give me that recipe? I'm like, no, you got to come over and watch me make it. Arms overhead sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers. Release pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Keep the chin up. Inhale, breathing. Big step onto the right foot. Lock both legs. Left toes pointed. And come down. Upper body down. Left leg up. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Squeeze your arms into the ears. Hands, palms together. Charge forward. Go forward. Leg up. Natural human traction. Stretch. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Good arms and head. Holly, take a deep breath. Step onto the left foot, lock both legs, right toes pointed, and come down. Just hinging at the hip joint. Everything else stays locked in place. Squeeze palms together, charge forward. Body weight forward to the base of your toes. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Gently arms down side. Okay, let's try again. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace grip, pointer fingers release, chin up. Big step onto the right foot, lock both legs, left toes pointed, come down. It's just 10 counts, 9, keep your chin forward, 8, look on the floor, 7, about 4 feet in front of you, 6, left thigh up, 5, 4, arms up, chest down, 3, body down, leg up, 2, natural human traction, 1, inhale, breathing, come up, all right, last one, take a full inhale, try to touch the ceiling to get arms locked, step onto the left leg and come down, 10, keep arms squeezing with the head, 9, go and touch the mirror, 8, chest down, arms up, 7, body down, leg up, 6, 5, lock the back leg, 4, bring the right hip down, 3, by locking lower left abdomen, 2, and upper left thigh, 1, change again, arms gently down, please step over to the left side of your mat, feet together, standing, separate leg, stretching. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Take a nice big step to your right. Arms immediately parallel to the floor, palms down. Keep your two heels in one line, feet straight ahead, or ideally turned inward. Take a deep breath, stomach, and lock your legs, and slowly stretch the upper body forward towards the mirror first. Maximum body weight in the base of the toes, not the heels, and then you stretch the body down towards the floor eventually. Look in the mirror for as long as you can. Great arms, Jess, when you can't see forward anymore. Bring the hands down. Eventually grab the heels from the outside. That's great, Kelly, with the heels. If you can't grab the heels from the outside, try grabbing the outside edge of your feet or even slide the fingertips underneath the toes. So you have something, the fingers are hooked underneath. You can pull on gently, but make sure legs are locked first. And eventually, more than pulling, you will be pushing the fingernails and first knuckles into the floor. So if you've got a grip and you're pulling, make sure the body weight is forward at the base of the toes, suck in your stomach, and then try to push the first fingernails or first knuckles into the ground. Elbows will bend, and you stretch the spine down towards the floor. Hold it, breathing normally, and pretty slow. Try to slow the breathing. Bring the arms out to the side, lift the chin up, and slowly come back up. Excellent. Once you are upright, inhale, right foot to the left, arms over the head, and arms down. Second set. Literally, Michelle, just look at me, and I know that means you want to step still, if you need anything. Okay. Just tell me. Arms overhead, sideways. She'll leave. I could see Carolyn was ready. Big step out to the right, arms parallel to the floor. We function as one organism in here. Okay, lock your legs, stretch your spine up, and then forward. Look forward, chin forward. Take your time, take your time, take your time. Little wider heels as soon as you can, Kelly, like you did the first one. Yeah, try, just see. Okay, roll forward. Even if you have your hands on the floor in front of you, let's say you can't even touch the floor in front of you, but you have your hands on the thighs. Having the body weight forward to the base of the toes, it demands certain stability and certain contractions. This is why you hear yoga is not a stretching class, because we're trying to balance all the systems that include stability, neuromuscular control, not just stretching. So roll forward. When you exhale, push the knuckles into the carpet. That's ideally where the first knuckle and fingernails are, wherever you have the hands. And this will help you activate internal muscles that help you lengthen or decompress coccyx to the neck. Wonderful. Take your time to come up. Arms out and chin up. And take your time standing. When you're done there, arms overhead. Nice deep breath in. And arms down by your sides. Awesome. Time for triangle pose. Trikonasana. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways. Big step out to the right. Arms immediately parallel to the floor. Palms face down. To set up triangle, push your hips forward and arms back. Inhale, lift your chest up, turn the right toes all the way out so the foot is parallel to the mirror. Bend the right knee and sit down. Right now, look down real quick. Make sure the right knee and the right foot are going directly out to the right wall, not in front at all, at any angle. Bring the arms back, stomach in, inhale, breathing. Tilt the upper body to your right. Now the arm there, it's on the knee side of the femur bone. Thanks, Holly, I didn't even remember I said that. The knee side of the femur bone is where your right arm is, and that's what you want to push towards the back wall. And the hip part of the femur bone, the upper thigh bone, you want to push towards the mirror. So you're working on keeping the muscular strength of that right femur bone parallel to the mirror, even as you're sitting down and twisting, chin to the left shoulder. Stretch your arms in opposite directions across the chest like natural human traction. Left leg locked, left foot flat on the floor. Looks good, Elia. Inhale, breathing. Come up, stop in the middle. Turn the right toes straight ahead. We'll set it up four times. This is number two. Push the hips and pelvis forward, arms slide back. Inhale, chest up. After you've done that, turn the toes. Bend the left knee and sit down. So right now, make sure the left knee is going directly to the left side of the room. Everything else can adjust around that. Arms back, stomach in. Go ahead, tilt the upper body to your left. That's good, Carolyn. Let's check it out. You guys look down at your left thigh, arm, and foot. They're all right there together. Push the knee. It's really the knee end of the femur bone towards the back wall. And push the upper femur bone, upper thigh bone, close to your butt cheek towards the mirror. Push the left foot firmly to the floor, stretch up and down equally, the same chin to the right shoulder to get the left ear profile and of the face visible in the mirror. Keep the right leg locked. Bring the ponytail over the bottom shoulder. One more look up to the top hand. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle, left toes turn in and change all the way. Excuse me, arms down by your sides. These leg bones do a lot for you, you know? They do, like our thighs do amazing things for us. So it's worth remembering. Let's try second set. Do we have any birthdays today? All right. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Big step out to the right, arms parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath, push the hips forward, arms slide back. Inhale, chest up. Turn the right toes out. Bend the knee. You have always time to refine and adjust and make sure the things you can do, you can do. Okay, arms back, stomach, and go ahead. If you can't do it yet, you have time to realize, oh, that's not happening yet. but still I'm trying. All right. Aim to touch between big toe and second toe. Two arms stretching each other like natural human traction. Now take the top of your head and imagine it's stretching away from the left heel, because it is, decompressing the spine that you then twist. Sit down more. Sit down more. Touch the toes, sit down more. That's the right idea, Dorothy. Eventually touch right between big and second toe. Good. Inhale, come up. Great. Straighten out the feet. Last time, with the feet pointing straight ahead, push the hips forward. This is your chance to get the upper thigh to the mirror, yeah? And then turn the left toes out. You still keep the upper thigh towards the mirror as you sit down. On both sides, upper thighs towards the mirror. Upper femur bones push forward and go ahead into the posture. If the upper thigh femur bones go away from the mirror, do a little less depth and try to get the upper thigh femur bones on both sides towards the mirror. A millimeter. It doesn't have to be a lot. It's just that you wake up that body direction. Now take a deep breath, stretch up. Looks good. And bring the left shoulder towards the mirror as you push the left knee back. Turn and twist. Good. Inhale, come up. Inhale, right foot to the left, arms over the head. Arms gently down. All right, standing, separate leg, head to knee pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands palms together, just the thumbs crossed, fingers straight. Right foot step out to the right, 3 foot minimum. Turn on your heels to the right, 90 degrees. Turn your back foot in diagonal wise, 45 degree angle. Then bring the left hip forward several times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times to get your pelvis in line with the sidewall. Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling. And you go down, tuck your chin to the chest, exhale, suck in your stomach. Bring your forehead to the right knee, or as close as it will go. Reach with the fingertips away from the top of your head and curl in. If needed, bend the right knee up. If you can't get the knee in forward touching it, bend the right knee up a little bit. Bring the knee in forward closer to each other and push the fingertips into the floor just beyond the toes. Keep the back leg locked throughout the posture, back heel pressing to the floor, but use it to shift more body weight into the front leg, especially at the base of the big toe, so you can squeeze the legs in towards the middle center line of the body. Straighten the front leg and come up. That's good, Kelly, with the thighs and feet. Nice going. Turn all the way around, face the opposite wall. Turn your back foot in at a 45 degree angle, right hip forward several times so the pelvis is lined up with the wall you are looking at. Inhale, first try to touch the ceiling, lengthening up, and then you go, tuck the chin to the chest, suck in your stomach, reach with the fingertips out and bring your head in towards the belly button. So you have opposite forces in certain ways, in any posture really. If you cannot get the forehead to the left knee, then push the knee up towards the forehead. Push your fingertips into the floor, wrists and elbows straight to help you with the forward bend, to help get the left leg locked. Throughout the posture, keep the right leg locked, right heel flat on the floor, and shift more body weight into the front foot, especially at the base of the big toe, to get the right hip down and left hip up. That's good, Dorothy, with the hips. Now see if you can squeeze the thighs in towards the middle. Walk your hands halfway to each other and just figuring out what you need strength-wise to balance. Yes. Change again. Straighten the front knee a couple of times. Nice going, you guys. Okay, once you're all the way up again, turn and face the mirror. Right foot to the left, arms down. Smooth inhale. Smooth exhale. Okay, let's try again. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. This is a nerve stretch for the arms, for one. Right foot step out to the right. Turn on your heels to the right. Adjust the hips. Now, before you do the forward bending, it's really important for the ribs, spine, and the neck nerves that you go up. So try to touch the ceiling on your inhale. And then start forward the bending from that long spine and lifted rib cage. But now you got to exhale. It's just that you started with a decompressed situation and good muscle use of the rib cage, and then head to the knee. Sometimes if you get that pinchy rib business in this one, it's usually because that stretch up didn't happen enough on both sides. It's okay. It's quite normal. But then you can know, you can set up with even more integrity the next time. Push the fingertips into the floor. Imagine your head, forehead closer to the belly button. See if you can smooth out the breathing. I know this is intense after triangle, but you can control that intensity specifically by affecting your breath. Okay, lock the front leg a couple of times and take your time coming out of it. Squeeze the thighs in towards the center. And once you're all the way up, turn 180 degrees. I'll come catch you. Turn the back foot in at 45 degrees. I know you don't want me to be bothered. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. And then you go. Tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale. Take your time. Slow motion. The slower you go, the better you do, the more sustainable it is. Truly, I've seen it for a long, long time. Forehead to the left knee. Push the fingertips into the floor. Back leg locked. Bring the right hip down, left hip up, just enough so the hips or pelvis is level, and you'll be able to see that out of your peripheral vision because you are looking up at the abdomen and hips. That's the direction to look in this posture. Eyes down the face towards the belly button, which is towards the ceiling. Okay, lock the front leg. Nice going, everybody. Slowly come back up. And once you're standing, turn, face the mirror, right foot to the left, arms down. Just stay here with the feet together, focusing forward, breathing smoothly. Posture finishes in these moments right after we've stopped moving. So good. Okay, great. You can take a step back to your mat. That's amazing. You guys, to be able to stand just right there after that and nothing bothers you. Not that nothing is hard, but just to calm the system is very powerful. Shift your body weight to the left foot. Bring your right heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Grab the front of your ankle with the right hand and underneath at the toes with the left, because there is a real intensity that occurs the moment you've left a posture. You've created these conditions. Go ahead, push the right knee back. Oh, here it is again, Holly. The knee side of the femur bone back and the hip side of the femur bone forward. You know how everyone says the same principle as triangle? That's exactly what it is. Okay, suck in your stomach, stretch your spine, chest, and head up towards the ceiling. First, the right hand in front of the chest. And then if the foot doesn't slip, left hand can come up, palms together. Gently change, right foot down, bring your arms down by your sides. Left leg lift up, bring your heel as high as it will go. Eventually, heel at the thigh crease all the way up. Be very gentle with the left knee, and very slowly, bring the left knee, the knee end of the femur down and back, and the left butt cheek squeezes a little forward to push that front or top hip end of the femur bone towards the mirror, just a little. Suck in your stomach, stretch your spine, chest, and head up. Left hand first in front of the chest, thumb at the breastbone. Eventually, if the foot does not slip, then right hand up, palms together. Change. Nice one. Feet together, arms down. Second set of tree pose becomes toe stand. Bring the right heel as high as it will go on the left thigh, wherever is comfortable. And if that is at least halfway up the thigh, look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly bring the upper body forward until you can touch the floor. Very slight knee bend is okay, but only bend the knee deeply once you can touch the floor. With body weight on the fingertips, lower your hips down to your heel. Then, arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. Stretch your spine, chest, and head up towards the ceiling. Right toes point to the left, right knee down to get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. Really tight stomach in, but breathing smooth and relaxed. First left hand in front of the chest. Shoulders and face relaxed, and the right hand up. Palms together. To change, hands down in front of you. Press the hips up. Stand up in tree pose. And come right back up. Look in the mirror, right foot down, arms down. Last one before we lie down. Left leg lift up, bring the heel as high as you can on the thigh. If it stays at least halfway up the thigh, then look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly bring the upper body forward until you can touch the floor. Shift the body weight into the fingertips or even the whole palm. It's fine. Lower your hips down towards the heel. Arms around to the sides of the body. Bounce on the fingertips. On your inhale, stomach in. Imagine I'm picking you up from the top of the head. But it's from the lower spine all the way up. First the right hand in front of the chest, then the left foot. A lot of stomach in, chest up, face and shoulders relax, breathing smooth. Take your time to come up, hands down. Push the hips back up, stand up in tree pose, and finish up looking in the mirror. Feet together, arms down. Okay, very nice. Turn around, relax on your back. Head to the mirror and feet to the back wall. Thanks, Jess. Can you lower down just a tiny bit the camera, Holly, so I can see the upper body, if it works, if possible. If not, I'll survive. Oh, yeah, that's better. A little more if you can. Great. Wonderful. Thanks. All right. So start with the heels touching each other. And if they don't touch or they don't go all the way, and just bring them as close as they will, relax the feet and legs completely. Bring the arms close to the body, palms open, if you did not already do that, and then just let the arms, palms, fingers, thumbs loosen, relax. roll out if they do, fine. From start to finish, your next inhale, stay with it. Complete relaxation of the abdominal wall. And then the exhale as it starts, stay with it. Complete relaxation of the abdominal wall. And then continue, repeat. So we create a certain amount of pressure and energy and intensity in any yoga asana, okay? This is just one level. There's so many levels. You can talk about stability and flexibility. That's also a thing. But just on the topic of you're creating some pressure, shift in energy and intensity in the system. And then you change from the posture. You release those sort of intensities, pressures, energy shifts. Sometimes that's when you feel it more. You feel the shift or the pressure when you release it. So that can be quite intense. It can trigger things. It can bother you. It can make you upset. It can release things. And so if you can practice that stillness after the posture, it helps you observe whatever it is, that combination of movement lit up or pushed on or woke up or shook a little. You can just practice watching it, sitting with it, with a little gap, a little space there between you and the thought, between you and that thing. You'll be able to steady the energy. Let it do its thing. It's going to work on you. You can just allow that process. With less resistance, less fighting internally, less tension. All right, let's begin wind removing pose. Right leg lift up, bend the knee. Interlace your fingers and grab the leg 2 inches below the knee. Nice tight interlace grip. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder or armpit there, avoiding the rib cage, elbows in close to the sides of the body. Bring your head back to the floor if you had to lift it. And tip the chin down, look down the center line of the chest. Make sure the leg that you're pulling on is relaxed. The other leg, turn the foot up, left foot up at the ankle to bring the calf muscle to the floor. Stomach in. Pull a little extra hard. Absolutely freeze. Nice daisy change. Right leg lower down. Arms down for a moment to release that with the arms. Left leg lift up. Interlace fingers deeply all the way to the base of the fingers so you can cross the thumbs. Pull your left knee towards the left shoulder. This isn't only strengthening of the fingers, but it's helping the energy of the hands, all right? The circulatory shift that you make with the strong grip for time, it's not just a grip and a release and a grip and a release, it's a grip and it's a hold. This is gonna help the energy of the hands, inflammation of the hands be reduced. Tuck the chin, look down the center line of the chest, eyes open, breathing always smooth. Good, change again, that's it. Left leg lower down, arms down immediately, both knees up, in close to the chest. Reach for your elbows each other. If you can't get to the elbows, just reach for them. You can hook the fingers, one palm up, one palm down. Use a towel over the legs as a bridge, anything in between. Then lower your head back to the floor and tuck the chin. With the face relaxed, the best way I've figured out to relax the face is have 1% of a smile on your face, and that will take the tension out of the jaw. So tip the chin down, look down the center line of the chest, suck in your stomach, and just see how much of the spine naturally goes to the floor when you're doing those things. Change. Wonderful. Back to the rest. Arms down, legs down. Complete relaxation of the abdomen. Smooth inhale and then smooth exhale. Same idea. You good? Real quick, if it's on this posture or... Okay, thank you. I will consider that. Right leg lift up. I'm going to watch you. Interlace fingers. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder. Tuck the chin. Look down. All right, here's one way to think of the neck in this posture. The top of the head reaches for the mirror. I know it can't really go anywhere, but you want the top of the head towards the mirror, back of the neck flattening. There will be some pressure at the throat, but it's less pressure generally than bringing the chin all the way down. It's going to be a slightly different angle of pressure. And if it's too much, just do 80% of it. But think of Back of the neck flattening and top of the head towards the mirror. Change, right leg lower, down, arms down, left leg, other side. Go ahead, interlace fingers, pull your left knee. Imagine the top of the head being pulled to the mirror. A little bit of chin down. Shoulders away from the ears is also important, so the collarbones don't get shoved up into the neck and throat. All right, just hold here. You only go to the extent that you can breathe smoothly too. So let's say in someone's anatomy it gets overdone, then just do like 90% of the chin tucking and you'll still get the benefit. Good, change again. Left leg lower down, arms down. Was that fine on the one-legged? Okay, both legs lift up. Reach for your elbows. This one can be a little trickier because the upper back might be a little rounded at first, and as you try to bring the head to the floor, it might be a little more squished up in there. So see if you can drop the shoulders away from the ears and just be really gentle and minute with your adjustments. Chin down, but make sure the collarbones don't hunch up, okay? Collarbones and shoulders down. Suck in your stomach. Breathe in and out as smoothly as you can. Good, change again, back to the rest. How is it on the two-legged? Michelle, okay? Okay. And let that 90% in your mind be your 100%. You know, like numbers are funny and we can think, oh, I'm only doing 90% of it. No, that amount probably is your perfect, ideal, 100% best place to be, you know, because we can get funny in our heads about like, I'm not getting the most out of it. Well, if you do it so much that you can't breathe, probably you're not getting the most out of it, right? Yeah, so you can back off quantitatively so you can actually maximize the qualitative everything. All right. Let's do a sit-up or roll over, feet together, flex, arms overhead, inhale, breathing. Go ahead, sit up for the toes. Exhale, stomach in, little bounce there, double jerk forward to the knees. Turn around for cobra pose, Bhujangasana. Lie down on your front side, hands underneath the chest, close with the shoulders, middle fingertips in line with the tops of the shoulders, pinky fingers in line with deltoids, glue it down. Distribute the weight equally the same all over your hands, palms. Inner thighs, can you figure out middle inner thighs? Squeeze them together equally as you're bringing the feet together. Tops of the feet gently press to the floor, hips and thighs contraction. Inhale, breathing, lift your chest up, look up towards the ceiling. Upper body up using 100% back strength. Use a little help from the arms at first. Push hands, palms down into the floor. Keep your elbows in close to the sides of the body and elbows reach down and back towards your hips to drop the shoulders down. Good, shoulders. Lift the collarbone up, neck up, look up, go up. Change, lower the chin. Arms down by your sides and turn your head to the right. All right, let's try again. Hands underneath the chest, close with the shoulders, middle fingertips in line with the tops of the shoulders. Chin on the floor, look in the mirror. Middle inner thighs all the way down to feet and heels. Seal together like you have one cobra tail. Good setup, Kaylee. Lock the legs. Inhale, look up and lift up. Now the middle part of the collarbones right at the base of the throat, lift that up. But the shoulder end of the collarbones is dropping down. Okay, so there's no hunching there. Really good. Come up and breathe. 90-degree angle of the elbow joint. Belly button is the last thing touching the floor. Everything else in the air for three. Eyes up. Two, lower neck lift up. One, change, lower the chin. Outstanding. Bring the arms down. Side, and then turn your head to the left. Big toes touch each other. Let the heels separate out. Next, we move to the neck nerves. In large part, turn your hands over, palms on the mat. Slide your arms underneath the body, both together or one at a time is fine. And once you get the arms underneath, try to do one more chin and neck forward towards the mirror. So you really stretch the throat, and it may, you know, trigger some situation in the trachea a little bit if that's irritated. It has been with mine lately, okay? Grab the floor at the fingertips, lock your right leg, lift it up. Knee straight, toes pointed. Grab the floor at the fingertips. Push the hands all the way up to the shoulders, push to the floor, hold it. Knee straight, leg locked, freeze. Change gently, right leg lower down. See if the chin, middle neck, and collarbones will scoot forward a touch. That's good, Marcel. Left leg, lift up. Knee straight, toes pointed. Great, Kaylee, good leg up. Now just hold. How much can you concentrate on what you're doing? You might not go higher, you might, but you know exactly what is happening. Change, left leg lower down. Turn your head in so the mouth is on the towel. Readjust arms underneath you a little bit. See if they'll get any closer to each other. Make sure the head never turns to the side once you start this. Go ahead, both legs, everybody lift up without bending the knees. Great, Jess. Thighs up, legs up, lift up, go up, push the hands down. You can do it. Struggle a little bit harder, legs up, go up, one more lift. Change, nice effort. Lower the feet and legs. Take your arms out from underneath the pressure. Turn your head to the right. Just observe the arms and all that feeling, sensation, energy, circulation. We have vision and sound, hearing. We've got these external senses, but we have as many internal senses as we have internal systems. We have perception of the circulatory system, yeah? We have perception of the respiratory system. To me, that counts as much as sight, as much as hearing. Like each one, not just, oh, I can feel the insides, but like each system. I felt that nerve. Feel the muscle. We could develop those as much as we develop the external senses. Give them all names. All right, in here we can do that. Turn your hands over, palms down. Bring the arms underneath you till the pinky fingers touch each other side by side. Chin on the floor, neck flat. Lock your right leg and lift up for 10, 9, 8. Knees straight, 7, 6. Stretch the right leg, 5 towards the back wall, 4. That's good, Mark. 3, point the toes, 2, 1. Right leg down. Straighten and lock the left leg, lift up for 10. Look forward, 9, chin forward, 8, 7. Imagine lower neck, Dorothy, 6, eventually flat on the floor. So chin all the way forward, 3, all the way stick the chin out, 1. Change left leg, lower down. Turn your head in so the mouth is on the towel. I'll show you what I mean after this one. So mouth on the towel, go ahead, both legs for 10, lift up. 9, legs up, 8, push hands down, 7, 6, squeeze thighs together, 5. That's it, 4, you can do it. 3, lift up, 2, 1, lower the legs. Take your arms out, turn your head to the left. On the one-legged one, this, eventually, if you can get your boobs out of the way, we'll have no light. But on the third, it's different. It's just on the one, yeah. Okay, full locus is next. Chin on the floor. Bring the arms out to the side, straight out from the shoulders, all 5 fingers together. Middle inner thighs, feet and heels, sealed together, kind of like zipped up sensation. Inhale, breathing, lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs. Smooth inhale and smooth exhale is the key to sustaining, maintaining the posture. And having time in the posture, in stillness with smooth breathing, is the key to the benefit. Go thighs up, chest up, arms up, over and back. Lift up one more. Change. Lower down first. Bring the arms down next to you. And very last thing, turn your head to the right. Okay, let's try again. Chin on the floor. Bring the arms straight out to the sides like airplane wings, all 5 fingers together. Bring the hands like 6 inches back, Kaylee. Yeah, go ahead. All right. Lock the legs. Inhale, lift everything up. Go ahead. That's good, Carolyn. Think middle inner thighs squeeze together. Yeah, lower inner thighs squeeze together. Now you're high enough, Kaylee. Arms can come up, over, and back right there. Now keep lifting. Keep lifting, reaching out to the sides for 5 more. Legs up. 4, that's right. 3, take a deep breath, 2, exhale, squeeze and lift, 1, perfect right there, everything down, arms next to you, and turn your head to the left. It's working. All right, bow pose is next, chin on the floor, bend your knees, reach for the feet behind you. Hold the feet just below the toes, all 5 fingers together, thumbs with index fingers. If you can't reach the feet, just bend your knees and bring the hands towards the feet, and you can still do the backward bend. Wrists straight, arms and legs like 2 wheels in one base, everything side by side, parallel. Inhale, breathing, go ahead, kick straight up and look up towards the ceiling without intermission. So however high you kick, however high you think you're kicking, just kick continuously, figure out the smooth breathing. Think upper thigh bones off the floor. Maintain the kicking. Let the arms relax and be open by the kick. Then roll forward onto your abdomen. Look up, everybody, kick up. Keep kicking straight up. Change, lower down, knees and chest and chin. Bring the arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the right. Second set, chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold the feet from the outside, just below the toes, not the ankle, but the pinky finger will be right where the toes become the foot. Yeah, that's better, Kayla, right there. And if you can, Dorothy, pinky toes, pinky fingers up to the toes almost. Yeah, try that. Wrists will straighten out. Check in the mirror. Keep the thumbs with pointer finger. There's a lot of little detail for the neck nerves. Go ahead, kick up and look up. If you look in the mirror and see that the wrists are bending in, push the inner surface of the wrists in towards each other. And then as you kick up, you're going to have less tension on the whole neck nerve, the whole thing from the wrist to the neck and even across the collarbones. That's exactly it. Push the face up towards the ceiling. Get your thighs up. Just think thighs up. That's it, Elliot. Total spine back bending. Roll forward and kick. Roll forward and kick. Eyes up and kick up. Change. Lower down. Nice work. Arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the left. Looks so good, you guys. All right, let's do it. Push yourself up. For fixed firm pose, sit on the heels initially, just warming up the knees. Then lift your hips up a touch, separate the feet, and lower your hips to the floor. That's great. Just going to get as much knee bend as you can. Make sure the feet point straight back and do not turn out. If you can get your hips to the floor between the heels, go ahead and work on that, then you can go back. Bending the knees is not just about the knee joint. Now, the knee joint may limit you, so don't mess with that, but go back as far as you can for the thigh and leg circulation. If your hips touch the floor, then you can go further back, hands on the feet, one elbow at a time to the floor behind you. You got it. Once the elbows are on the floor, drop your head back. Bring the top of the head, back of the head, shoulders, eventually upper body relaxed. If you're still there and everything fine, then arms over the head, grab your elbows each other, pull the forearms into the ground, tip the chin down into the throat, lift the chest and abdomen up towards the ceiling. Perfect human bridge. Hands to the soles of the feet with help of the elbows. Come straight up in the center, chest up and chin down. Excellent. Turn around, relax on your back. Head to the mirror, feet to the back wall. The circulation shift in the legs is one of the most important components of that posture. And it might not be an obvious feeling. The knee bend might stop you, and that might be the most obvious feeling. So then the brain's like, well, nothing's happening. I just feel my knee joint. But then you're like, no, something's happening. I'm stretching my blood vessels in my legs and shifting how much fluid can go down and get back up through the legs. Not just blood, but also the other intracellular, interstitial, lymphatic, all these fluids in the body. The movement of that fluid in the body carries everything that you need to be carried throughout the system, yeah? Feet together, flex, arms over the head, inhale, breathing. Sit up, go for the toes, exhale, head down. Let's try again, top of the mat. Separate the feet, lower your hips to the floor. The energy is carried in and out via so many of these fluids of the body. Lower the hips to the floor. The intelligence is carried through the fluids of the body, like in the immune system, right? The intelligence of the immune system relies on movement of fluid of lymph in the body. So in some ways, this practice is like a fluids intervention. Like, let's get it moving. Let's unstuck the stuck points. Loosen it up where it's gotten jammed. Go back to your limit. Tuck the chin. Lift the chest up. It's one of the slices of the pie. It's a really big, colorful pie, this yoga practice. Okay, change again. Hands to the feet with help of the elbows. Come right up in the center, chest up and chin down. Okay, turn around, relax on your back. All right, so sit up. That's great. Yeah, do that. It's really good. Yeah, you can see it. Feet together, flex, arms overhead. Take a full inhale. Sit up. Strong exhale as you bring your head down. Next is half tortoise posture. Turn around, sit on the heels, knees, and feet together. No gap under the ankles is what you're headed for. Spine straight in the middle. Take a deep breath. Arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together. Just cross your thumbs. Chin up. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Hips touch the heels. Stretch your upper body forward from the lower spine towards the mirror. Look for the mirror. Forehead touches the floor, possibly. Side edge of the pinky fingers touch the floor. And don't worry if the head doesn't touch. Just stretch forward. So the pinky finger edges are on the floor. Wrists in the air. Elbows straight. And shoulder blades, scapula, good Carolyn S, being pulled forward. Now, keeping the hips as close to the heels as they will go. Suck in your stomach, take a deep breath. Imagine the mirror is like an eighth of an inch beyond the fingertips and you're just gonna reach that much forward. Palms pressed together. Hold it. Suck in your stomach, squeeze the legs together. Inhale and come up. Yeah, that's it. Come all the way up. Arms down by your sides. Turn around, relax on your back, head to the mirror. How you doing, Kelly? Okay. Okay. We have so many pieces of the pie in yoga. You're like, okay, there's stretching. Oh, there's stabilization. There's this whole fluid intervention. There's my cardiovascular efficiency, pulmonary efficiency. Right? There's like anti-inflammation. There's all these pieces. Right now, you could probably list 20 if we just sat here. Let's just say there's 20 different color pie pieces. Then people are like, what is that? And they want one answer of one thing. It's like somebody who crosses music genres, people are like, what is that? Is it country or is it hip hop? I can't handle you. Like, right? So, but yoga is this thing that is all the things. I was thinking of John Batiste because he's like all the genres, okay? This musician, so amazing. He's classical and he's New Orleans and he's everything. And brilliant. I'll write him a letter and say, hey, you're like our yoga class. Thank you. Come hang out. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, go for the toes. Exhale, head down. Turn around for a second set. But if the mind isn't tuned into that, they're like, oh, it's one of them. It's a stretching class. Oh, is it an exercise class? Like, it just wants to put it in one pie slice. You know, arms over the head, take a nice deep breath, and go ahead and stretch forward. Hips pressed to the heels. It's easier to think about things that you can put in a box, right? Chin forward, look forward. Because then you don't have to think about it. It's like, oh, it's that. Story's done, right? But life isn't that. Life's all the things all the time. Out of the category, press the palms together and breathe smoothly and slowly and continuously by the nose. Okay, inhale, breathing, come up. Hips stay down as close as you can to the heels, arms down by your sides. Turn around, relax on your back. Head to the mirror, feet to the back wall. If I said to you, what is a body? And you said, it's a heart, it's a cardiovascular system. You're like, well, it's that, but it's other things. You can't live without a brain. If I said, what is a body? And you're like, well, it's a brain and spinal cord. You'd be like, well, yeah, but I can't just be a brain and spinal cord walking around. The body is already all of the things, right? All of it. Yoga practice is all of the things, addressing what's already there. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath in. Sit up, go for the toes. Exhale, head down. Camel pose is next. Ustrasana, stand up on the knees, 6 inches between the knees and 6 inches between the feet. Hands on the hips like in the back jeans pockets or a little higher up is fine too. Take a nice smooth inhale. Lift up these upper ribs, middle neck collarbones, and drop your head back as far as it goes. Go back halfway. For today's halfway, we don't know how far you're going to go right now, but just go back to where you can breathe. Right hand down, see if you can reach a heel. If not, bring it back up. Then left hand down, see if you can reach a heel. If not, you can bring it back up. Eventually, a full palm on the full heel. Smooth inhale into these upper ribs, middle collarbone. Then exhale, push your hips forward a little bit. Stomach forward. Good chest up, Leslie. Thighs. Everyone push towards the mirror. Without moving the head, neck, or spine, get your hands back up to the place. Try that. And then once the hands are up, push both hips forward, chest up, and chin down. As soon as you can, just flip around on your feet. Relax on your back. Yeah. You good, Carolyn? All right, feet together, flex. Arms overhead, inhale, breathing. Go ahead for the toes, exhale, head down. Camel pose number two, stand up on the knees, 6 inches between the knees, 6 inches between the feet. Hands can go a little higher up, or if you need to put them on the butt cheek, that's fine. Inhale, lift these upper ribs, middle collarbones up, over and back. Smooth breathing from start to finish. Not a moment goes by without you realizing where you're at with the movement of breath. This is yoga asana definition, okay? I know you might not do it all the time or have it yet. That's okay. Just work on it. Let the upper body drop back. And reach back for the heels or keep the hands there. Think upper thighs, Kaylee, towards the mirror. Upper thighs, butt cheeks tuck under, little by little. Trust the legs so that you let the upper body drop back a little. Your feet will press to the floor. The legs will hold you. They won't let you drop. They'll hold you. Push hips forward, everyone's stomach forward until you feel pulling on the heels. That's the right idea. Bring your hands back up to the hips. Push both hips straight ahead, chest up and chin down. Nice going. Turn around, relax on your back. So often, I don't know, it's probably been a few hundred years, what is a human? Oh, it's my thoughts, it's my personality, it's my identity. And then it's like, well, okay. But that's, again, one piece of the pie slice. It's one of the pie slices. There's all these other intelligences, all these other systems. But it's really easy to get programmed into, this is what I am. This is what human life is. Just the thought, intellect, right, awareness. Feet together, flex arms over the head, inhale, breathing. Sit up, go for the toes, exhale, head down. All right, now we have rabbit posture. Turn around, sit on the heels. No gap underneath the ankles. Thank you to all of our yoga grandparents and, you know, great, great, great grandparents. Grab the heels so we have a better way to think about this. Take a deep breath, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Go down front side, tuck your chin to the chest, stomach in. Bring your forehead to the knees. Automatically, top of the head touches the floor. Lift your hips up, roll forward like a wheel. Tops of the feet, especially at the ankles, press to the floor. And if you cannot grab the heels, hands on the floor next to your head. Take your time with it. There you go. That's it, Leslie. Suck in your stomach a lot. Press your hands into the heels and squeeze the heels towards each other. They don't have to touch, but just bring them in a little. Heels halfway to each other even. Maximum of 30% of the weight on the top of your head. Change. Lower the hips down to the heels. Uncoil the spine. Head comes up last. Turn around. Relax on your back. Feet together, flex arms over the head, full inhale, sit up, and a strong exhale, complete. Second set, rabbit posture, turn around, sit on the heels, reach back for the heels, thumbs outside. Suck in your stomach, stretch the spine upward before any forward bend too. You want to keep decompressing here, ribs lift, and then exhale, tuck your chin. But you've created that nice structure of the rib cage and upper back before you go into it, so go as slowly as you need to. Forehead to the knees, or as close as it will go, lift up your hips, top flat part of the head automatically on the floor. Good, Dorothy, right there. Some pressure on the head is fine. As long as the neck is not bothered, up to 30% of the weight on the head is perfectly acceptable in this posture. Just hold the heels firmly, press the feet into the floor, and suck the belly button in towards the lower spine, which is pressing up towards the ceiling. Hold now. See if you can smooth out the breathing. Focus on the exhale. When you exhale, stomach in, shoulders can slide a tiny bit up towards the ceiling. Change, lower the hips, uncoil the spine, head comes up, last. Turn around, relax on your back. The fluid system of the spine and brain is another fluid system. We have fluid, we have blood, and we've got water, we've got fluids, we've got lymphatic fluid. There's also the fluid system of spine and the brain, not to be neglected, very important to keep that physical aspect of the nervous system conditioned. It's not on billboards. Hey, everyone, how's your cerebrospinal fluid doing this week? Okay, feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath in. Go ahead, sit up, grab the toes. Exhale, head down. All right, head to knee pose. We affect this by back bending, forward bending, bringing the body upside down. All the things we do are addressing it. Right leg out, cornerwise, bend the left knee. Create pressure of inner right thigh and the sole of the left foot. Arms overhead, take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling. Turn your upper body to the right. Reach out for the right foot 2 inches below the toes. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle. So the heel, one day, some of you can get heel off the floor in the air with leg locked and then bring the head to the knee. That is sort of where you're headed with how to get into this one. If the forehead and knee aren't touching, bend the knee up a little bit, bring the knee to the forehead, then roll into the center, left shoulder down, just enough. So 2 shoulders are in one line parallel to the floor. Imagine head in closer to the stomach, middle back and lower back up towards the ceiling. Change, come up. Very good. Other side, left leg out, bend the right knee. Try to get pressure between the inner left thigh and sole of the right foot. Try to touch the ceiling. Turn to your left. Good. Veronica, reach out. Good stretching up. And then reach out, lengthen. Grab the ball of the foot. If you can, pull the toes back from that point. Flex the foot from the ankle so the heel comes off the floor in the air. And then tuck your chin. Suck in your stomach. Bring the head to the left knee. Bend the knee up a little bit if you need to. Now, a couple things. The whole right shoulder and rib cage bring down. So the 2 sides of the upper back, just imagine 2 sides of the upper, I'm not going to touch you, but I'm close to the upper rib cage, drop the right upper rib cage down, and then right knee and thigh press to the floor. Hold it here, breathing always normal. Inhale, breathing, come up. We'll do a smaller angle here so you can do the next thing I'm going to show you. Bring the legs straight out, lie back, go ahead, do this one, we'll do it in seconds. Lie back as soon as the hands touch the floor, inhale, breathing, come up, grab the big toes. With the pointer finger, middle finger, and thumb to close the grip, walk your hips back 5, 10, 15 times. You can even grab the hips and get them out of the way. Flex both feet from the ankles, all 10 toes turning in. Inhale, chest up, look forward. Pull on the toes continuously, flex the feet beyond 90 degrees at the ankle joint. Just imagine it. Then slowly, gently push the knees down without compromising the angle of the ankle or the turning back of the toes. Eventually, legs may be locked, no gap anywhere underneath the legs, and exhale, stretch your upper body forward. From the lower spine towards the mirror, smooth out the breathing for 5. Shoulders relax, 4, and the face. 3, nice and easy, 2, suck in your stomach. 1, inhale, breathing, come up. When we do this, yeah, you can take your rest. I'll sit here with you on this. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a nice deep breath in. Sit up, go for the toes, exhale. Head down, second set, turn around and sit facing the mirror. I'm going to show you the contrast. If the legs get beyond 90, you can get the head to the knee. But what happens here is very different than if I get the foot and thigh squeezing together and I push them into each other and I can control this and bring it down. Okay, let's try it. Arms over the head, turn your upper body to the right. So push these together. Turn and grab the foot. Pressure. Ideally, the whole sole of the foot pushes against the entire thigh there. That's good. There you go. Imagine head in closer to the stomach. As long as the left knee is not bothered, push the left knee, left outer thigh to the floor so you feel 2 hips equally pressured on the floor. Nice. Inhale, breathing, come up. You feel that it's like a gathered situation? Okay, other side, not too wide between the legs. Like this is, I have to have it this narrow so I can do... Squeeze in, stretch up, and turn to the left. And then now, go ahead, head to the knee. If you feel like all the pressure on your butt is on the left sitting bone, then we got to get the right sitting bone towards the floor at least, using the outer right knee to press down, and that foot and thigh helps you have that control. Eyes open, looks good. Turn all 5 little tips of the toes back. There you go. Change, come up. It's rocking, you guys. All right, legs out straight, lie back. Inhale, breathing in, come up. Grab the big toes, walk the hips back as much as you want. Just got to stay in the room, you know. Okay, flex both feet from the ankles. Go ahead, look forward and begin. Ankles, try to imagine beyond straight up and down towards you. Acute angle of the ankle joint, just imagine it. Once the legs are locked, stretch forward for 5 more. 4, lengthen the spine forward. 3, collarbones stay wide. 2, 1, inhale, come up. Okay, turn around, relax on your back. A lot just went down. Times how many, 15, 18 people? In one of you, a whole lot of stuff just went down. Processing, you know, how many different thoughts, memories came up, things you redirected the mind. Like 90 minutes is a huge, massive situation in this class. So much processing can happen in so little time. And not just of thoughts and memories, but of cellular activity, body fluids, all of it. As soon as you decide it's one of the pie pieces, the picture has been lost. That's always the case. If I get stuck thinking it's one thing of the pie pieces, like, wait a minute, back up. Big picture here. It's always the big picture. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head down. Okay, now we have half spine twisting. Turn to your right, just one quarter turn. Left leg can be a straight out if needed. If possible, bend the left knee all the way, heel touching the hip. Right foot up and over the left knee corner. Two hips on the floor. Left toes that are right next to your right butt cheek, point back. Inhale, breathing, stretch your left arm up. Try to touch the ceiling, cross it over your right knee. Push your knee back with help of the left arm. Turn your hand palm down and see if you can grab the left knee with the left hand, or you can grab the edge of your mat. Then right arm behind you, hand on the back, palm out. Inhale, sit up nice and tall and twist. Turn your head to the right. I want to see the inner elbow. Keep the elbow open and just flip the palm if yes, ma'am. Okay, go ahead and twist. Lean forward towards the front lobby Grand River a little bit and to the right to keep two hips on the floor. Good shiny twist to the right. Inhale, chest up, stomach, and look all the way back. Nice going. Untwist, and then other side. Right leg under, either all the way straight out or bend the knee, heel touching the hip, right toes pointed, two hips on the floor, left foot crosses up and over the knee corner. Take a deep breath, right arm up, cross it over the left knee. So when you keep this elbow open, this upper arm stays in this rotation. We don't want to turn it down, just the wrist. Perfect. All right, and if you can't grab the knee, you can grab the edge of the mat. Then bring the left arm behind you, initially on the floor, eventually on your back, palm out. Inhale, sit up as tall as you can. Look all the way past the left shoulder. Lean a little forward and to your left to keep the pelvis, two sitting bones, as evenly on the floor as you can, and twist. Suck in your stomach, eyes to the left. Okay, untwist the spine, undo it all, and relax on your back. We'll finish up with a powerful exhale breathing exercise. Legs and feet together, arms overhead, inhale, breathing. Sit up, go for the toes, strong exhale, head down. Turn around, sit facing the mirror, ideally on the heels, knees and feet together. Put your hands on the thighs, elbows locked to brace the spine. We are going to move, not just moving air, you guys, when we do this breathing exercise, you're moving muscles, but also all the internal organs, the viscera, pushing the air out. So there's a lot of movement inside of all these layers of tissue. You want to keep the spine as still as you can. So arms will help. Swallow a couple of times. Focus forward and begin. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. Mouth is an open passageway, but the face can stay relaxed. The jaw can be relaxed. A little stronger. Try to get more air out. Chest up, shoulders down. For 5 more. Good, Holly. 4, 3, 2, 1. Take one big inhale. Let the air out. You always start this after the exhale has been completed. Begin. If you miss one or two, just join in again. Try to do right on the clap, even if you miss one, every once in a while. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Chest up, shoulders down. Now, if you got the pace, try to get more air out. Five more, chest up, four, three, two, one. Turn around as soon as you can, inhale, breathing. And as you're exhaling, relax on your back. I'll dim the lights. Wow, that was superb. You can separate the feet a little wider and the hands a little wider if you like. Eyes closed or open is fine. You have just done so many repetitions and so much time redirecting concentration, thought, energy into the present moment while doing a bunch of hard things, sweaty things, upside down things, sweat dripping in the eyes things. Okay, so therefore, we can use the intellect to outwit itself, you know. You have proof that you could do it. There's evidence that you can concentrate. Use that knowledge, proof, as faith that you can do it again right now. And that you carry with you outside the room. You're like, I did that thing there. I can do that thing here. In whatever situation you find yourself in, try to stay with the breathing. Doesn't mean you can control anything that anyone else or anything does outside, but you can steady the energy, your physiology, to at least some extent by this technique. And that can only help things. It's not going to make a situation worse. All right, let me know if you have any questions on the way out. Feel free to take a good 5-10 minutes if you like. Please hydrate well, replenishing with fresh fluids. And we'll see you tomorrow.